beloved listeners, welcome to Grace Life Komi Podcast, brought to you by the publication arm of Chimdi Ohuna Ministry International Komi. Our vision is to empower individuals to reach full spiritual completeness in God through the insightful teaching and preaching of the Word of God. The Grace Life Komi Podcast offers every believer a continuous stream of fresh, simple, yet deeply impactful teaching episodes that engender the revelation light of Christ Jesus. Our objective is to motivate and uplift individuals through the provision of enlightening content that facilitates a profound exploration of faith. Grace Life Komi Podcast is dedicated to fostering a beneficial impact on the lives of our audience, aiming to positively transform their spiritual journey and enhance their connection with faith. Chimdi and Funke Ohuna delivers teachings that aim to illuminate the profound truth and significance of the person and the work of Christ, providing essential guidance and instruction for nurturing and developing believers in their relationship with Christ. We urge you to remain connected to the Grace Life Komi Podcast and engage with us, a platform where believers can immerse themselves in teachings, cultivate knowledge, and form connections with like-minded seekers of Christ Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Grace to you. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for bringing us to the second day of Word Explosion. The first day we started on a very good note, and I thank God for the revelation we received from His Word yesterday.
Yeah.
In summary, the things we learned were that the Father, you know, sent Himself so we can have a personal relationship with Him through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then John the Baptist was a private, was someone who experienced a private and individual, you know, encounter with the Father, and as such, he could witness of Jesus, you know, on a personal level.
Yeah.
And we understood that the Word of God works, W-A-L-K-S, and also the Word of God works, W-O-R-K. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it is possible to see Jesus and not recognize Him. This was a very strong point that the Holy Spirit revealed to us yesterday. And this is because one doesn't have a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. That is why you can see Jesus and not recognize Him. And then we also understood on this premise that believers or brethren can connect when they all grow in the revelation of Christ Jesus. Jesus is the only one, you know, when revealed to us, helps us to live in unity and, you know, really resonate and share the same mindset. Like the scripture says, let this mind be in you as it was in Christ Jesus. So the revelation of Jesus is what helps us to have also a personal and a private relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And then we also understood that private experience limits confidence and inner strengths. No, I mean, private experience helps to boost, you know, our confidence and inner strength. And God's Word uses our experience to explain His Word to us.
Exactly.
Okay, and then God wants us always to know Him a little more and understand Him better.
Yeah.
And until we give ourselves to hear the words of Christ, we can't confidently cry out, Abba Father, and, you know, call out Abba Father as we should, as, you know, children of God. Amen.
Amen.
So we are going to move further into today's study. And our verse yesterday was John chapter 1 and verse 8.
Yeah.
We trust God to read up. I think we are continuing to build.
Yeah.
Okay, so we continue to build on it, and then we move on to the next verse,
right,
as God permits us. Before we do that, please let's have a word of prayer as we proceed into today's session.
Sweet Holy Spirit, we bless and appreciate you. Abba Father, we celebrate you. Jesus, we glorify you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for another time of fellowship again.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Ask that you grant us understanding, teach us your word, grant us illumination. Thank you, Lord and King, in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus forevermore. Amen. Amen. All right, still John chapter 1, verse 8. It says, He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. And we have been using the different translations you know, to get further light from this particular verse of scripture.
Mm.
Amen to Jesus. And we started off on the Philip's translation yesterday, and it says, as a personal witness to that light. Amen.
Amen.
And so we looked at the meaning of the word personal, and we got quite a number of definitions for personal. We looked at the first definition for personal yesterday, which was from Merriam-Webster Dictionary. We're going to be looking at the second definition, and trusting the Holy Spirit will help us. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
The purpose of this is just for us to extract as much insight we can get from the Word of God. And it basically helps us. The more we soak into the Word of God, the more the Word of God has full control of our lives and our being. Amen. And we're looking at John the Baptist here, who was a witness of the Lord Jesus. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Now, so the witness of Jesus, the light given by John the Baptist, was done in person without the intervention of any human being. When it says something is personal, it means it is done in person without the intervention of any human being. Now, this is a very striking one here, because, you know, it strikes a serious chord. John the Baptist said something that he did not recognize him, as the New English Translation said, in John chapter 1, verse 33. And the King James says, I knew him not, but he said, he who sent me said, whosoever you see the Holy Spirit descend on in the bodily shape of a dove, that is the Messiah. Amen to Jesus. So basically, John's knowledge of Jesus was personal, and it was without any human intervention. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
It was strictly between the Father and him. Are we together?
Yes.
And this is very important. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
There was no human influence of any kind. This revelation was not based on any human influence of any kind. And human influences are not bad altogether. Are we together?
Yes.
But there's a level of revelation of Jesus that human influence cannot get you. It cannot get it for you. Yeah, it cannot get it for you. I'm not against people who sit under Bible teachers, under their pastors, under their...
You are what? So why would you be against it?
Yeah, very much. In fact, I advise we sit under sound teachers of the Word of God. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? I encourage you to sit under teachers who actually rightly divide the Word of truth and will not bring confusion to your mind. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Now, but the purpose of teachers are to just ignite. They are just ignitions. You know, like I always say, every time we teach that, we are just igniting this fire. And we expect you to go with the Holy Spirit to cause it to burn more. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, so the place of human interventions, you know, is just ignitions. Just ignitions. For the car to get into full operation, you know, when you ignite the car, you put on the ignition, basically the car has not even started as it were, then you have to put it on, you have to turn the key fully, and then the car starts up. That is not the end of it. Steps have to be taken. The car is on neutral, you have to take it on reverse if you have to reverse. And then when you take it on reverse, you press your accelerator, and then you start using your steering. So knowing God is a journey, and you cannot depend on human ignitions.
Mm.
Human ignitions are just a beginning. You see, one of the problems we have in church today is that we have a lot of folks who just depend on human ignitions. My pastor says, my man of God says, after what you heard on Sunday, you don't hear anything again till the next Sunday. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's more than that. We can't go far knowing the Lord and being witnesses of the Lord Jesus. We just ignitions, just depending on ignitions. Sunday ignition, Wednesday ignition, which other ignition again? Friday ignition, and
Facebook,
that's all.
Ignition.
Facebook ignition, and that's all. No. We can't go far being witnesses of the Lord Jesus with just ignitions. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
John the Baptist was a witness without any human intervention. Amen.
Amen.
This means that the human influence of any kind, that no human influence of any kind formed his conviction. Are we together?
Mm.
And no human influence of any kind formed his conclusion of who Jesus is. Are we together?
Mm.
Now, this was John the Baptist. There was no human intervention to form his conviction or form his conclusion. We would have human interventions, yes, we cannot remove that. But the human interventions are simply ignitions. They cannot decide our conclusions. And they cannot decide our convictions. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
The Bible says the Holy Spirit that reproves the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Even the Holy Spirit is the one who reproves the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Then how will a human being now determine your conviction about Jesus and your conclusion about Jesus? You see, even when we go out on evangelism, we don't give people we don't convince people. We don't give people conclusions. We just give them an ignition, a kickstart, for them to go on their own and trust the Lord to reveal Jesus to them. You know, we thank God. The Bible says the Holy Spirit, it says, I pour my spirit upon all flesh. Thank God the Holy Spirit is poured on all flesh, not on some flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Not on some. If it's on flesh, then we have a problem. But it's on all flesh. And all flesh, that means everything that has skin, praise God forevermore. Okay. So the Holy Spirit, the promise of the apple of the Holy Spirit was not for a particular set of people.
Mm-hmm.
It was for all, both sinners and unbelievers. The proof that the Holy Spirit was poured on all flesh is that the Holy Spirit can convict the world. Are we together?
Yeah.
If he was not put on all flesh, he will not be able to reprove the world. Are we together? He will not be able to reprove the world of righteousness, sin, and judgment. That's why when we preach, we don't reprove. We just present. We present. That's why soul winning is not done by the one who goes to preach. Preaching, evangelism is presenting the gospel to people.
Mm.
And then soul winning is done strictly by the Holy Spirit because he's the one that is poured. God did not pour me on anybody. Are you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
God didn't pour you on anybody. Child of God, you only sent to preach. You are not sent to be poured. The Holy Spirit is the one that was poured. So we go preach, which is presenting Jesus to them. And the one who was poured on them, that would convince them and reprove them. We do the work of convincing and what? And reproving. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah to Jesus. So that at the end of the day, still no human conviction can make a person accept the Lord Jesus. No. No human conviction can make a person accept the Lord Jesus. When we go for evangelism, we don't go for a debate. We're not there to convince you and not to confuse you. No, that's not what we're going to do. We're going to present Jesus, and the Holy Spirit who has been poured on all flesh does the work. Amen to Jesus. And that is why John the Baptist, his conviction and his conclusion was not based on any human conclusion. Praise God forevermore.
Amen.
Now, otherwise stated, let's put it this way. Flesh and blood did not reveal who Jesus is to him. Praise God forevermore.
Amen.
Flesh and blood did not reveal who Jesus is to him. Amen to Jesus.
Yes.
It didn't reveal who Jesus is to him. And let's face the truth. Flesh and blood can never reveal Jesus to anybody. Yeah. That is why even we who are teaching, we are only pointing you to Jesus. We cannot reveal Jesus to you. No. We can only point you to Jesus and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus to you. Why? Because flesh and blood can never reveal Jesus. Yeah. Flesh and blood did not reveal Jesus to John the Baptist. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Yes.
So it makes us understand that just like Peter, who flesh and blood did not reveal who Jesus is to him, John the Baptist never got the revelation of Jesus from flesh and blood. Matthew 16, verse 17. Matthew 16, verse 17, very popular verse of scripture and wonderful verse of scripture.
Matthew 16,
yeah.
17.
Yeah.
He says, "And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven."
Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Now we see that flesh and blood did not reveal to Peter. Now Jesus asked, "Who do men say I am?" Some were saying, they say you are the prophet. They say you are Elias. You are John the Baptist." But then Peter says, "You are Jesus, the Son of the Living God." And Jesus makes him clear and makes him understand that flesh and blood did not what? Reveal this to him. Why? Flesh and blood can never reveal Christ to anybody. You see, as a teacher of the Word of God, as a minister of the gospel, you walk to in futility and end in frustration if you are trying to reveal Jesus to people. No, you can't. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's only the Holy Spirit that can reveal Jesus. We can best point people to Jesus. We can best present Jesus to the people, but we cannot. And again, we say we cannot reveal Jesus to the people. No matter how sad a teacher of the gospel is, you cannot reveal Jesus to the people. Flesh and blood cannot do that work. Amen.
Yes.
To let us understand that flesh and blood cannot do it, we see that the other disciples were saying all that flesh and blood had revealed to them.
Yeah.
They say you are Elias. They say you are one of the prophets. They say you are John the Baptist. Because that's what flesh and blood was saying. That was it. Flesh and blood gives propaganda, rumor, I think, them say, and the list goes on. That's what flesh and blood can at best do. Flesh and blood cannot go beyond flesh and blood. You know, so that's why people who always work with propaganda, rumor, what people say, they are operating at flesh and blood level. It takes the revelation of the Father to go beyond flesh and blood level.
Yes.
And as a child of God, you cannot, and I repeat it, you cannot have a personal knowledge of Christ on the flesh and blood level. No, you cannot. Are we together?
Yes.
And whoever is the teacher who is teaching you, he can at best present Jesus to you. But only the Holy Spirit, only the Father himself, by his Spirit, can reveal Jesus. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Can reveal Jesus. So when human intervention influence or bet our revelation of Jesus, there is a tendency that the human flaws will what? Distort it and prevent us from what? Getting the absolute and perfect revelation of God from the pages of scriptures. Very important thing to note. Humans are very important in this work. But see, when we depend solely on human intervention to get the revelation of Christ, it will be a distorted revelation.
So just like a believer that all he knows is what pastor says.
Exactly.
You know, you're living your Christian life knowing Jesus we're talking about only when pastor says this is who Jesus is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to talk to the Father. You don't get to receive any revelation about Jesus. You don't get to have any personal experience.
Exactly.
You know, all you want is just pastor say. Anything you say, I go with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go far.
You can't go far.
And you will end up, like you said, having a distorted, you know, knowledge of who Jesus is.
Exactly. You see him as a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
You see him as
the one who gives miracle.
A miracle giver.
When
you see him as, you just have distorted and limited view.
Revelation of Jesus.
You see, the Berean Christian, even after Apostle Paul explained, presented Jesus to them, they went back home to study. They didn't just depend on what Paul was saying. They went back home to study further. Because they didn't just want to depend on flesh and blood.
I think it's just a little digression, but I think it's actually more difficult, or it was difficult for the Bereans then, because they didn't have the canonized Bible.
Exactly.
So they had to pick up several materials to be able to say, okay, is Paul actually saying the right
thing?
But now we have just 66 books put together, and we can't sit with it. You don't have to hassle going for so-and-so material. But you just sit with one. Just start by sitting with one. Don't even pick dictionary and concordance and the rest of it. Just pick the Bible and study. Many find it difficult to
advocate. Just reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John continuously is even a challenge. Because the more you read the Gospels, the more Christ comes real to you. The more Christ comes, the more Jesus comes real to you. The more you have a relationship and an encounter with him, an exciting one for that matter. But it's so painful and so challenging that, you know, we really can't do that nowadays. And we always have to depend on
what the teacher says,
you know. And it's always, you see, when you go online today, you see a lot of distortion, a whole lot of distortion, a lot. It's all distorted. There's confusion everywhere. The hula baloo is high. Chaos is everywhere because, you know, we have for so long dependent on flesh and blood to do the work of the Holy Spirit for us. When you listen to your Bible teachers as the Berean Christian, go to the Holy Spirit for one-on-one explanation. Are we together? Praise God forevermore. Now, so like we said, flesh and blood, the fact that flesh and blood cannot give you an absolute revelation of Christ, cannot give you a perfect revelation of Christ, it doesn't rule out the place of humans in preaching the word of God, because we cannot hear if humans do not preach. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, Jesus sent us to preach. Amen. So the gospel has to be presented. But the best we can do is to present and leave the Holy Spirit to do what? To explain, to expound. You know, Romans 10 verse 14 makes us understand the importance of flesh and blood in this business. We are very important. We need to teach. Very important.
So Romans 10 verse 14 says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?"
Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so we see that it's very important for the preachers to be in place. It's very important for flesh and blood to preach the gospel. Very, very important. But flesh and blood preaching the gospel cannot take the place of the Holy Spirit revealing and explaining Christ Jesus to us. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
The place of humans is indispensable in preaching the gospel, because God uses man to present the gospel to men. After the gospel is presented to man by man, thus God is introduced to them, it must go beyond men. If one seeks to be a personal what? Witness of Jesus Christ. So if we want to be personal witnesses of Jesus Christ, we have to go beyond, far beyond just what we heard, what we're taught, what was preached to us. We have to go beyond that. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
We have to go into personal studies, trusting the Holy Spirit to help us. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Now the Holy Spirit must be the one who reveals Christ to us.
Yes.
Flesh and blood presents Christ. Mm. The Holy Spirit reveals Christ. Mm. Flesh and blood presents Christ. The Holy Spirit reveals Christ. So we must not stop at the presentation of Christ. Mm. We must move higher into the word. Revelation of Christ, and only
and we can also put it this way, that presentation then precedes revelation.
Yeah, presentation precedes revelation. Yeah.
Well, in some cases, mercy of God overrides, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, presentation is, that's why the gospel has to be preached all over the world before Christ Jesus comes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So yes, if it's for the outpouring, then Jesus would have just come after outpouring.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it means presentation has its place.
It has its place.
It's vital.
Very vital. Very vital. Without it, the gospel cannot be heard.
Mm.
Without it, Jesus cannot come the second time. Yeah, so that's a clarion call for the Great Commission, for everyone to present the gospel, keep presenting the gospel, keep preaching. But when you present, just commit the people to the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
You know, I've been teaching the word of God for decades. Still at that, I still know that I must present the people to the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
I must present them. Because, see, you need to understand something, that people hear what they want to hear.
Mm.
Yeah, people hear what they want to hear. And if you don't trust the Holy Spirit to reveal and interpret, you would frustrate yourself trying to reveal.
Mm.
Our job is not to reveal Christ. Our job is to present Christ. And the Holy Spirit does what? The revelation of Christ. When Christ is revealed by the Holy Spirit, then people now have what? People now become personal witnesses of the Lord Jesus.
Mm.
That's the reason why you can just present Christ in a very simple manner. And somebody, when the Holy Spirit reveals Christ to him, with just a small presentation you did, the person goes all out witnessing for the Lord Jesus. And so it's important when we are presenting You must trust the Holy Spirit to do what?
Reveal.
To do the revealing.
Mm.
So that the people can now go all out as witnesses for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
And we thank God for today's word again. And just to emphasize the fact that we just have to know Jesus on an individual basis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can't know Jesus without the Father revealing Jesus through the Spirit to us.
Yeah.
So you see, these things cannot be overemphasized. We need to have our own private relationship.
Exactly.
We began yesterday on a very good note, you know, establishing the fact that God created us because He wanted a relationship.
Exactly.
And so if you are living your life separate from God, you are not doing yourself good in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reason why you are created, you know, it's just a manufacturing knife, and he finds his knife being used as a screwdriver.
Mm.
You are not using what he created for the purpose it was created
exactly.
for.
Exactly.
Many of us are knives, but we are just operating as screwdrivers.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are cutlasses, and we are just operating like knives, you know. And everything has its purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But until you know your maker and know his mind concerning you, you will not function properly.
Exactly.
And so this personal revelation is a very, very important subject for each and every one of us. And, John the Baptist, Peter, like we read in the book of Matthew, shows us the very importance of having, you know, one-on-one revelation of who Jesus is from the Father.
Mm.
It's very, very critical, and I think this should be a very important take home for every of our listeners. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Remember, we can't go far being witnesses with human intervention, with human influence, with human conviction. So if you want to run with the conviction of your pastor, you can't go far. Praise God. Convictions cannot be transmitted.
No.
It cannot be imparted, unfortunately.
No.
You still have to know Jesus for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to experience Him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is one of the reasons why, I think from our past studies, Peter, Jesus selected Peter as the, you know, more like the
bishop.
The bishop of the church. Because he had the revelation that others never had. So he could go headlong in some situations where others were still unsure.
Yeah.
He could, because he caught a revelation.
Exactly.
He caught a revelation. So this is very important for each and every one of us. No matter who we are, whatsoever is our experience or where we think you are coming from, we are still flesh and blood.
Exactly.
We are still flesh and blood. No matter who you are listening to, who is teaching you, who is, discipling you, the person is still flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need the Holy Spirit, who is the revealer.
Yeah.
To give you that one-on-one experience, one-on-one revelation that will keep you standing and know Jesus better.
Yeah, yeah. The Bible says the Holy Spirit searches the deep things of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if he's the one searching the deep things, why don't I better
hold on to him,
you know?
Stay with him.
Yeah.
Sit under him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. May the Lord grant us listening ears and ready hearts to understand. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay, so we come to closure at this point. Please tell more believers about this session. I mean, it's just discussions.
Yeah.
Practically. We open the scriptures, and if you have questions or you want to, you know, add more to what we are saying, please feel free to send us an email, we'll read it out, or you chat us, we'll read it out, and then we all continue to grow in the revelation of Christ.
Amen.
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 So let's close us in prayers.
Heavenly Father, we bless and appreciate you. Thank you for another time of fellowship in your presence. Sweet Holy Spirit, thank you for teaching us.
Yes, Lord.
We ask that what we have learned, we shall be doers of your word and not hearers alone. Thank you, Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Beloved, thank you for listening to this teaching. We believe you've been blessed listening to this teaching from God's word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Kindly send it to us via email,
chimdeoahunaministry@gmail.com. I would love to request, if you have not made the Lord Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, why not make it a date? Why not make this prayer today? Answer this call of salvation and repeat after me. Dear Abba Father, I know and accept that I am a sinner. I believe that you sent your Son Jesus Christ to die for me. I confess my sins to you and denounce sin and the devil. With my heart, I believe in and receive Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. With my mouth, I confess the Lordship of Jesus over my life. Thank you, Abba Father, for making me your child and for making me a new creation. In Jesus' precious name, amen. If you want to give your love seed of any amount to Grace Life Komi Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available. To give in dollars, you can send to Universal Merchant Bank, Ghana. Account number 0331545512013. With SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. And to give in cedis, you can still send via Universal Merchant Bank, Ghana. Account number 0332545512017. And to give in Naira, you can send through Ecobank Nigeria, account number 5541020592. For further inquiries and mobile money payments, or even sending us a WhatsApp, kindly use the number +233 54 594 7132. God bless you. Jesus is Lord.